Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's Parasha Bo, Hashem tells Moshe that he hardened Paro's heart in order to bring more plagues on the Mitzrim and in order that we should tell our children how Hashem made a mockery of the Egyptians and brought about all the plagues upon them. The Sefer Chesed HaAlafim writes, the main purpose of the Makot was not to get Paro to agree to let the Jewish people go. Hashem could have done that easily. But rather, it was to show us for the future generations that we should never despair from having our Geula. We should never doubt that Hashem is going to perform miracles for us just like He did for them. In fact, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, days are coming when we are no longer going to be saying, Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, but rather Hashem who took us out of this exile. Although we live in a world that seems to be a little chaotic right now, people's anxieties are rising, anxiety levels are rising, and the future seems to be very unstable. We have to know everything is going exactly according to plan, and Hashem is going to bring about the greatest Geula in ways we could have never imagined. Hashem is constantly showing us in our everyday lives that He's here and He's helping us. And He gives us solutions to our problems when we can't figure out how. Our job is to pray to Him, to connect to Him, and to follow Torah and Mitzvot. He'll take care of the rest. We should use the everyday Hashgacha Peratit stories to give us chizuk that Hashem is with us and He's trustworthy to give us the ultimate Hashgacha with the Geula Shelema. A young man learning in Kollel in Israel told Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein the following story which happened to him a few years ago. Unable to afford a car, he and his wife were accustomed to using mass transportation. When the man's wife was in her late months of pregnancy and it was difficult for her to move around, he really needed a car for her. He couldn't afford a lease and surely not to buy one. So he prayed every day that Hashem should give him a car. As the need became more pressing, the more heartfelt his tefillot became. He prayed for a full month, every tefillah, with all of his emotions. He said he was very interested to find out how Hashem was going to give him a car without having any money to pay for it. On a day when it seemed he couldn't continue on without a car, he received a phone call from his brother in Yerushalayim, who told him, as part of his new job, he gets to drive a brand new company car. He was going to put his current car up for sale, but in the meantime, he said, why shouldn't someone benefit from it? See, he told his brother he's more than welcome to come to Yerushalayim to pick up the car and use it. This man was so excited, the free car that he has been praying for. After a few weeks, his brother called to tell him his car is now being advertised for sale and he's going to send the potential buyers there to take a look at it. In the interim, this man's wife had a baby and the car was such a big help. After she gave birth, they went to stay by her parents for a few weeks and this man needed the car to go back and forth to his kollel each day. Throughout that time, potential buyers came, but not one of them wanted to buy it. On the day the couple returned back home with their new baby, within 2 hours, a buyer came and took the car. The man told Rabbi Zilberstein, it was amazing how Hashem gave me a car without me having to pay a penny for the exact amount of time that I needed it. We don't need to know exactly how our help will come. Hashem could figure that part out. We have to have emunah in Him, that He's here with us constantly, that everything is happening the way He wants it to happen. And when the time is right, He's going to bring about the ultimate Geula in the most wondrous fashion. Shabbat Shalom.